Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. Major study reveals sports bettors more likely to binge drink. A recently published study suggests that sports bettors in the US are more likely to indulge in binge drinking than those who do not gamble or bet on sports. The study was carried out by researchers from the University of New Mexico and the University of Nevada, and it was published in the JAMA Network Open Journal. It revealed a definite link between sports betting and excessive drinking. In the spring of 2022, the researchers carried out a three-week survey of more than 4,300 adults from across the U.S. New Jersey consider total ban on college prop bets. A bill that seeks to ban college prop in New Jersey has been introduced in the state's Senate. Bill S-3089 seeks to prohibit operators from accepting player-specific proposition wagers on college sports due to concerns about the safety of student-athletes and the integrity of the sport. New Jersey currently supports college prop betting but exempts players from placing prop bets on games involving colleges within the state. However, if Bill S-308 is passed, a blanket ban on player-specific prop betting will follow. Washington Casino, the latest to suffer a cybersecurity incident. The Swinomish Casino and Lodge has been closed since Friday, April 5, following a cybersecurity incident. The unexpected closure has left many guests and patrons in a state of uncertainty, as the establishment has not provided a definitive reopening date. Cybersecurity incidents like the one affecting Swinomish Casino and Lodge are becoming increasingly common and represent a serious challenge for businesses of all sizes. In this case, the casino's management has been tight-lipped about the specifics of the incident, citing ongoing investigations. World Poker Tour releases schedule for June Poker Tournament Series in Macau. The World Poker Tour, WPT, Macau Tournament has officially announced its schedule for the upcoming series and return to Macau. This tournament series consists of 12 tournaments, catering to a wide range of players and bankrolls. The WPT announced earlier this year that it was eyeing a return to Macau. All poker came to an abrupt halt in 2018 when China began discouraging the game. However, since last year, and including this year's Macau Masters Series, there has been a resurgence of interest. Underdog and four other daily fantasy sports operators exit Maine. The Maine Gambling Control Unit, MGCU, has announced the exit of five daily fantasy sports, DFS, operators from its market following their failure to renew their licenses. Underdog, Dataforce, BidVentures, Boom Shakalaka, and Sports Hub will be ceasing operations in the Pine State after the deadline the MGCU gave them to renew their approvals has passed. With the development, Maine's DFS market has now been reduced to six operators, including DraftKings, FanDuel, Yahoo, and Real-Time Fantasy. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.